Welcome to Are You Ready? A wrestling podcast with him, William Thompson.
And him, David Elliott.
This week, we are going to be dissecting the wonderful yet weird world of Vince McMahon.
Absolutely. It's a good time to do Vince.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do Vince now before I think it's not appropriate to speak about Vince McMahon ever again.
Should we sort of give a background to why we're talking about Vince today?
Well, yes. Vince McMahon was the CEO and chairperson of the WWE until, was it this week? And he has decided to step away.
This week, yes.
From those roles as he's being investigated for, is it fraud?
Or, fraud, financial misdoings. Yeah,
basically what happened, right, for those that don't know, the WWE board were just checking out their finances, just minding their own business, yeah. And they found that there was a £3 million payout that had gone to an ex-employee who allegedly, and this is all allegedly in case Vince wants to sue us, had, I was going to say, a sexual affair with a member of staff. And then whenever they started looking into that, they were like, actually, there's a few more of these.
Yeah.
These payments going out here, Vince.
It turns out Vince has just been riding all around them and paying people off. So,
which, allegedly. But I mean, and that's and 2022, problematic.
You'd never thought you'd see the day Vince wasn't in charge of WWE.
All right,
while he was alive.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. I never thought I'd see the day that Vince McMahon would be cancelled. I, for one, was like,
I'm surprised this is what it is.
Yeah,
because as we will see today, he's done a lot.
Yeah, well, we thought this would be a great time to discuss Vince, who arguably is one of our, I guess, favourite characters.
Just favourite people.
Throughout. I mean, he's definitely, it's fair to say, one of the weirdest guys.
He's fucking insane.
Who's ever lived.
Yeah. And Michael and Dan, they're also, you know, they may not, our producers are in the corner, they don't know a lot about Vince McMahon. We will educate them and the viewers.
Yes.
About the madness of Vince McMahon.
So for those who don't know, who is he? Tell us a little bit about Vince.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon is the owner of the WWE, formerly the WWF. He took it over from his father.
Was he also Vince? Or was he something else?
No, he was... Maybe he was he something? I think he was Vincent J.
We'll call him Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, Mr. McMahon's daddy.
Mr. McMahon Sr.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever remember when John Cena's dad came into the wrestling program? They're like, what are you going to call him? And they just went, Mr. Cena. This is like an NJR, someone smacked Mr. Cena. Oh my God, he's attacked Mr. Cena.
Even better is when they started slapping Miz's dad. Because, like, the Miz quite a good looking guy. And then you see his dad. His dad looks like he works in CEX.
Yeah, his dad. And where?
CEX.
Is that? I thought that was just pronounced sex.
No, it's CEX.
I just thought anytime. It's like, I wouldn't go to that store at a principal. I'm like, I'm not going.
I wouldn't buy a secondhand DVD out of
in
sex.
In a sex store? Yeah, go into that. There's a weird smell in the air. It smells like scampi fries.
How'd you enjoy your DVD? No, the case wouldn't open. Like, just...
And what was it you're looking? Big boob bitches too. I mean, to be fair. So that's,
big boobie bitches. So yeah, Vince is the owner and founder of the WWE. Used to be the WWF.
Yeah.
It got changed to the WWE. Because do you know why it got changed? Because of the animal. The panda was raging.
Yeah.
To be fair, they did have an agreement with the WWF that, like, right, you can call yourself the WWF as long as internationally you don't call yourself the WWF. And the wrestling WWF went, right, okay. And then just did it anyway.
I mean, I think that's very much Vince, though, isn't it? Like, he'll just, that's a...
Yeah, sure, pal, we'll fucking, yeah, I'll get around to that. Yeah.
What's a panda gonna do?
Yeah. We're gonna, it's gonna fucking die anyway.
And the panda's won.
Yeah, the panda's won, so they changed it to WWE. The background of Vince is, him and the McMahons basically ran WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He helped start the Rock and Wrestling connection, which was Hulk Hogan in that era. And that's what put wrestling on the map.
Yeah.
And then they started to go downhill a wee bit, and he was accused of selling steroids to wrestlers.
Yeah, which, I mean, this is, obviously, I hate to be a spoiler guy, but the wrestling, some people use the word fake. We wouldn't use that word, but it's scripted.
Scripted, pal.
Yeah, so there were people at that stage, I think that was the first time that you got behind the curtain. Like, what? It's not real? It's not, man. Those guys in those fluorescent pink pants aren't beating the shit out of each other for real.
The Undertaker's not undead.
No, it's like, oh, this guy, and he's like, he can't actually die.
Yeah.
And we discovered that when Yokozuna buried him and he died for the second time.
Yeah.
But in that time, they were like, oh, these guys are professional athletes and they shouldn't be doing it. And Vince was kind of like, I mean, I want them to be big, muscly, and oily.
Vince loves a big, oily, muscly man.
I mean, don't we all?
Not as much as Vince does.
No. He's definitely.
But
obsessed.
The thing about Vince as well, despite being an old man, not being a wrestler, dude is jacked.
Yeah, but do you think? I think he obviously his dad ran the business. I think in his head he always wanted to be a wrestler.
He did.
He obviously really liked that.
He did. He's also very competitive because he had quite, and this isn't funny, an abusive childhood, which explains a million things about him.
Well, I know nothing.
Do you know nothing about his childhood? Okay, so this isn't fun, but to understand who Vince McMahon is, you need to know this.
And just to point out, we aren't psychologists in any way. We're just knowledgeable guys.
I may as well be though. I'm really good at that.
But let's go.
So, his mum and dad didn't live together. His dad was a very wealthy man, but Vince lived with his mother in a trailer park. Grew up in a trailer park. His mother had a partner who would abuse Vince, would beat him up, touch him a wee bit, and beat his mother. So for years, Vince grew up in that environment.
I don't know why I'm smirking.
Don't laugh. at this. David, right?
Vince, yeah.
Right, so Vince had a really off brain. His dad would put him in a headlock.
Naked. His dad or stepdad?
His stepdad. He didn't have a relationship with his dad till he was way older. So he grew up with a very abusive stepdad, and he later recounted in an interview, I think it was Behind the Curtain, or no, Inside the Actor's Studio, one of those, he goes, "I would have very much liked to kill that man." So he actually regrets that he never murdered his stepdad. Okay, this is Vince McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
So then after he got a bit older, he went into the wrestling business with his father.
Nice.
Not the kind of wrestling business he had with his stepfather, that's a different kind.
Yeah. And who officiated it? Was his mom like the stepping in, being like, right, do you tap out, Vince?
I don't really think so. No, I think she got the brunt of it too. So he just grew up in a really, really horrible environment, and then went into the wrestling business with his father. So I think that gives people a little bit of an insight as to how crazy Vince McMahon is. Right? Maybe it's not all his fault, but he's a very competitive man, a very stubborn man. And a very fucking bizarre man, as
we
will find out.
But also potentially one of the funniest guys.
Oh.
In the world.
But undeliberately funny.
Yes. He's just an old guy, I think, in a wrong generation now, certainly. But like some of the things he has done over the years, it's been 10 out of 10.
Can you think some of the most fucked up characters Vince has ever made? Probably, let's say, most offensive now.
Currently?
Ever. Like in the history, can you think? Like it would be seen now as this is ridiculously offensive. Eugene, yes, who is on the table, was Eric Bischoff's special nephew.
You know what? I don't think I can really get away with explaining the story of Eugene, and maybe maybe you want to explain
because I'm disabled.
I think you get away with saying this. You know, because obviously, whenever we made the blap, I had suggested I'd be like, listen, if we can't find someone to play the role of William in this blap,
we wanted Eugene.
Could just a normal like actor do it? And you were like, no. But this effectively is the story of Eugene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eugene was portrayed on television as being a handicapped, mentally unwell guy.
A disabled mental guy? Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing. You're not like in charge of the disabled talk in our show.
It's like, listen, guys, I have this disabled mental guy. But I mean, people can be disabled.
He was Eric Bischoff's special nephew.
You know, mental without being head mental, you know what I mean?
You're not helping your case.
Right, okay, this head is why mental. I asked you to do it.
Yeah, I will take over. He was Eric Bischoff's special nephew. So he was a big fan of wrestling. He would come out and be like, hello, Uncle Eric. That's how he talked. That's not offensive. And he would see, to be fair, to Nick Dinsmore, right?
Who portrayed
Eugene.
Right, okay.
As a guy who does clap like that, he got the claps down.
Yeah.
He got them down like that, like fair fucking play to them. They were spot on.
And did he ever do a bit where he went from being like, you know,
one day he come out and go, I'm not head mental anymore?
Yes. Did he ever do that?
No, he was head mental until
because
he left.
Because sometimes
it got worse. He started dressing up in like wee Superman pajamas.
Nice. Because sometimes though in WWE, characters will do like flips and then totally change. Because Vince is like, we need to change this.
Yeah.
And that would be the sort of thing. He'd be like, you know, like, do you remember the character Kerwin White?
I do remember Kerwin White.
Chavo Guerrero was playing this guy called Kerwin White.
Who was a Mexican guy?
Yeah, but he wanted to be a white guy. And
what was his slogan?
If it's not white, it's not right. And, I mean, I think Donald Trump adapted that when he was president. But he was just portraying this, like, posh white character for a while. And then, in real life, Eddie Guerrero passed away, and he was like, nah, I can't do this. I need to be
Chavo
again. So sometimes life events, like if Eugene came back nowadays, I reckon they'd be like, listen, you need to have gone through some sort of like, you know, transformation or something.
I'd be disappointed. I want to see head mental Eugene.
Yeah. Well, I mean, bring him back.
I loved him. I really loved him.
Did he give you hope?
Honestly, yes. That's so, you're terrible.
I know, I'm trying.
Did he give me hope?
Yeah.
Like, no, I like seeing a disabled guy.
In your wee, like, I don't know where you were kept when you were younger, but like in your wee room or something.
And where I was kept? Oh, if you were let out of your cage when you learned to start chewing up the furniture, William. Were you allowed out?
But did you think one day I could have Superman PJs on and be allowed out?
I believed properly he was like head mental.
Right, okay.
In real life, he was shoot head mental. So I remember watching him being like, oh, he's really disabled. Like, he's fighting all these bad guys and he's doing great. Yeah. I loved Eugene.
And when did you find out? Was it like a Santa moment for you? Whenever, you know, you heard maybe Santa mightn't be Santa.
I remember my mum watching it with me and being like, if he is really like that, it's awful they're letting him wrestle.
Yeah, you're like, he's actually not as strong as he should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he should be able to power slam Viscera.
But she was also like, if he is not really like that, that's fucking horrific.
Yeah. And then did he just get sacked, or how did Eugene, because he just stopped all of a sudden?
Around 2009, when they started being really, really PG, when Linda was running for Senate.
Right, okay. Linda McMahon?
Linda McMahon, yeah. Yes. Sorry, I forget I need to give all the full names.
Yeah.
Because not everyone's a full fucking nerd. Like me. When she was running for Senate, they had to clean up WWE a lot.
Right, okay.
So that got rid of the blood, you got rid of the spell, the sex, and you got rid of Eugene.
Yeah. So sly. Like, listen, I need to run for Senate. I need you to get rid of the three problems. Blood, sex, the guy with the problem.
Yeah. But unfortunately for her, she'd been married to Vince for quite a bit.
Yeah. And I mean, the last time I saw Linda on television, I'm pretty sure Vince put her into an old folks home in a comatose state.
Is that when she was going about in a wheelchair?
Yeah, and he was just pushing her in a wheelchair. So, I mean, I was surprised to see her running for Senate in that state. So, respect to Linda McMahon.
One of the clips, I actually have it here, one of the clips they would regularly show when Linda was running for Senate was the way Vince would deal with people on screen trying to keep their jobs.
Uh-huh.
He would make them join a certain kind of club.
Right, okay.
Do you remember this club, David?
Was it like, a union type thing for wrestlers?
Not really. Vince is very anti-union. No. It was a unique club.
And what was that club?
This club is, if you wanted to keep your job, and I'll show you a little clip of it now, you had to kiss Vince McMahon's ass.
Oh, wow.
And are you thinking, did they do this backstage? Did they censor it? Nope. Vince would go out into the ring and just pull his arse out. And that's what we're going to watch.
So he would
go
into the ring and present his ring. Like, right, boys.
He's like, you want to stay in the ring? You have to kiss the ring. And this was William Regal, the first ever member of the Kiss My Ass Club.
So he's got the pants down, the bare ass is out.
Not yet.
No. Oh, no, it is not. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And watch, I could even make my ass do tricks. Watch this.
Oh no. Kiss my ass. Oh, he doesn't do it, does he, William Regal?
What's he doing now? I'm not about to let anybody kiss my ass who has chest.
This is how you big pugs.
Oh, no, yeah. Except I just turn around.
Put it on. He gets him to wear chopsticks.
Can I borrow your toothbrush?
Oh, no.
I'm so glad to be back to see this.
Yep. So,
pardon?
William Regal is now putting on chopstick to kiss Vince McMahon's ass. I always forget about the old people.
Yeah. No, he's shaking. He's nervous. I mean, it looks like he doesn't want to kiss. Has anyone joined the Kiss My Ass Club that's been keen to do it?
I can't think so, not
that. Has anyone been, like, licking their lips and just ready to
one person did. Rico.
Oh, no.
Who's Rico? Look at the audio description of this is amazing.
It's an
he's slowly
man.
Puckering up Vince's. Yeah. See if we've heard him smooth ass. Oh, he does.
Not a peck of hair on it either.
No. No, quite tan for a wee old man arse.
I was expecting it was quite a hairy ass. No, that was just a peck. Is there anyone that like...
No one snogs his arse.
Is there
it's
anyone...
It's not that... a snog my arse club.
Does anyone linger on it? Or
no, it's always really just a
and
wee
is
peck.
It always on a cheek?
Yeah, it's never the anus.
Eat my ass club.
It's not the anus. It's not the kiss my anus club.
Well, that would be 2022's version, eat my ass club.
Hey, in fact, that's my club.
Yeah, if you ran a club.
Yeah. And I'm the only member in it.
And is it just dudes were eating his ass? And he said they're just dudes kissing his ass.
I think it's only dudes ever kiss his ass. I can't think of a woman that ever gets to kiss his ass.
Let's see if there is. Let's see if we can find out did any woman eat kiss Mr. McMahon's ass.
There's the time he had to join a kiss my ass club.
Oh no, whose ass did he? He had to join a Kiss My Ass Club.
He was so made to join.
Did he kiss his own ass?
He did not kiss his own ass, but he joined the Rock's Kiss My Ass Club.
Right, okay.
Right, so I'll take you through this. It's a long clip, so I'll just play it a bit. So we have Vince. He totally has to join the Kiss My Ass Club, and the Rock's standing there with Trish Stratus. He's up for it.
Oh, so he's put the chapstick on. He's licking a lot of his lips.
I joined that club.
You would?
I joined that club.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got Trish Stratus. Oh, did Vince come up with this idea, do you think?
I get the feeling that he did.
Oh no.
Look at the way he licks his lips. It's so gross.
He's the most gross guy. Don't kiss that ass. Yeah, French kiss
it. Let's go pause out there. Did you hear Jerry Lawler, the dirty bastard? What? Did you hear him there? The Rock goes, okay, Vince, kiss that ass. And you just hear Jerry Lawler in the background going, yeah, French kiss it. But unfortunately, that's not whose ass The Rock wanted Vince to kiss.
Oh, no.
Instead, The Rock's going to bring out whose ass he is kissing, which is this guy.
He doesn't want him to kiss Trish's ass. No, The Rock's letting Vince know. Because Vince was keen to kiss her ass.
Yes, he was.
So whose ass is he going to kiss?
For you. I have Vince's hairline.
You do, don't you? Oh, no. I hear that music and I know it straight away. It's the big
quiche. It's the big quiche.
Oh no.
Fun fact about Rikishi, sometimes if he didn't like you before he did his stink face, which he'd rub his arse in your face, wouldn't wipe his hole.
No, because I saw an interview, it might have been The Rock, that said his ass just smelled delicious, like talcum powder.
Talcum powder?
Yeah, I mean, I think if that's your big boss, like, you would have a dirty hole, wouldn't you?
Jesus.
You would, like, if I ever were to get my boss to kiss my ass, I would.
I used to love Rikishi as a kid, and honestly, all he ever was he had a fat hole.
He does have a very big arse, but he moves very, very quickly for a big man. Very, like, he does a lot of high moves, doesn't he?
Vince McMahon, keep master of expressions here.
And Vince McMahon looks like he's in the mafia. Like the hair, the look. Is he going to? Oh no!
Sure.
Tell you what, Rikishi's arse for the size of it. Quite smooth.
What are you going to tell me Rikishi has a nice arse right now?
It's not the worst arse I've ever seen. Like for that size of ass. Oh no. The Rock's just
rock bottoms him.
Vince isn't feeling good.
I get the feeling you're saying, is it just a peck? I feel he he shifts this arse.
Oh no, look at this.
Vince goes in there like,
he owns this company. Hold on, sorry for the audio listeners. His nose is on Rikishi Fatu's stink face. Like, that's right.
That's right in there. Like,
yeah. That's.
And for some reason, I don't know the context of it, Jim Ross is standing applauding.
Yeah,
but he's on his feet going, yes, yes, goddammit, kiss his ass.
But did he not have to kiss Vince's ass at some point?
He did at one point because The Undertaker made him.
No, hold on. For anyone who doesn't, like, who's listened to this much and doesn't really follow wrestling, explain the context of that comment. No, because The Undertaker made him. Why did The Undertaker make him kiss his ass?
Because he felt that because he wouldn't kiss Vince McMahon's ass, he said JR thinks he's better than The Undertaker, which implies The Undertaker's been licking Vince's hole for some reason.
Like, that does sound like the character of The Undertaker wouldn't be the kind of guy that'd be like, listen, you know what? Say what you want about me.
It was Biker Undertaker.
Ah, right.
It's American Badass. Like, you think you're better than me because you won't lick this man's ass.
Yeah, well, the Biker.
And the Undertaker never elaborates that he's had to do it. Like, he just says that. Everyone's like, have you been kissing his ass?
He hasn't done it publicly, so it sounds like the American Badass is
backstage.
The American lick ass. It sounds very sexual.
But what do you know about Vince McMahon? Do you know as much?
The thing for me, when Vince McMahon kind of came across from just when I was growing up, he was like a commentator, the main commentator on the show.
Welcome to the show, ladies
and
gentlemen.
And he would have been like the straight lace commentator beside like Gorilla Monsoon would have been back in the day.
Yes,
Jesse the Body Ventura, those kind of guys. And then Vince McMahon would have been the like straight laced color commentator, and that was how I knew him up until the Montreal Screwjob.
Yes.
That was the moment that Vince went from being like a behind the scenes. Because again, I remember watching it, seeing that moment. For those that don't know, the Montreal Screwjob was when Bret Hart was fighting Shawn Michaels for the title. But Bret Hart, behind the scenes, was leaving WWE and going to WCW. But he was the champion.
Yeah.
So in Bret's eyes, he was like, I'm leaving, but I'm leaving as the champion. Whereas Vince was like, obviously the boss, but as an on-screen character, was a commentator, he was like, well, nah, I can't have him leave with the title. That just is bad for business. So Vince, Shawn Michaels, and Earl Hebner, the ref, were the only three that knew that they were going to throw the match to let Shawn Michaels win, steal the belt, and leave. Now, what makes it worse, Bret Hart, Canadian guy, in Montreal, in his home country.
Yeah. It's like jumping Carl Frampton in the middle of Belfast.
Yes.
You don't do it.
No, and they just decided, So at that moment, whenever the iconic moment, if you know wrestling, you've seen it, he's in the sharpshooter for about a second. Earl Hebner ring, Vince is out there, and you're going as a fan, why is Vince McMahon out there? Like, you don't know what Vince McMahon, why is there a commentator out there? The bell rings, out goes the ref, out goes Shawn Michaels. And then Bret's raging, like he gets up and you sort of...
He's more than raging, he spits on people.
Yeah, he gets up and he spits over the rope and Vince. And that was the moment that you sort of went from seeing Vince McMahon as being like a commentator into being a...
That's when he became
the character.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes, which is probably a moment...
Because there was that interview after where he was like, do you feel that you screwed Bret Hart? And he went, Bret, screwed Bret.
And from that moment on, he sort of then was like...
Became a wee dick.
Yeah, I am the character, Mr. McMahon. And who's arguably... one of the greatest characters in the history of wrestling.
But the person behind the character, we have so much to do about the character, but throughout this episode, I am going to play you a little game, right? About the real life person. It's called Vince McMahon.
Oh no, it's Vince McMahon Lick My Ring.
It's called Vince McFact or Vince McFiction.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, I like the pun there.
I came up all day thinking about that.
Okay.
I was let out of my cage long enough to write that down. Vince, what the fuck was that?
That's you screaming. Yeah. That's what the Killer song's about, Mr. Brightside. It's about you.
Coming out of my cage. Are you ready to play Vince McFact or Vince McFiction?
I'm ready to play Vince McFact.
We'll do the first half of it now, right?
Yes.
Towards the curtain? Oh, sorry, I get you.
I was like, can you just look that way, please?
Could you just turn your face away from the camera, you ugly fuck? Vince McMahon has a yacht called The Game.
Well, I know this is a Vince McFiction because I know the name of the yacht. And I only know the name of the yacht because you love it so much. And I don't want to take this moment from you. So would you like to please tell the listeners the name of Vince McMahon's yacht?
Vince McMahon does own a yacht that he calls the Sexy Bitch. It's a giant yacht with the word Sexy Bitch.
And you know why he calls it the Sexy Bitch? So when people ask him, where is he? And if he's on his yacht, he goes, I'm in the Sexy Bitch.
I'm on the Sexy Bitch.
And I do believe, like, he bought the Sexy Bitch years ago, but I do still think he still has the Sexy Bitch.
I think he sold the Sexy Bitch recently. Oh, no. He sold the Sexy Bitch. He might have a super sexy bitch, like the super C cat.
Sexy bitch.
The sexier bitch.
Yeah. I love that.
Vince McMahon doesn't know what a burrito is.
I'm going to say that's Vince McFiction.
Incorrect. That's Vince McFact.
He doesn't know what a burrito is.
And there's a story behind that where a writer, it was Eddie Guerrero and The Big Show were feuding, right? Uh-huh. Eddie Guerrero, a famous Mexican wrestler.
Uh-huh.
And a writer had the idea, it was like, why don't we have Eddie Guerrero poison the burrito so The Big Show shits himself?
Right, okay. Right?
And then Vince McMahon told him, nobody knows what a burrito is. That's ridiculous. Nobody knows what that is. Make it even better. Vince was eating a burrito as he said it.
So what did he think that was?
It's a steak wrap. It's a steak wrap, pal.
That's the whitest guy thing you get. That's a burrito. It's from Mexico. Nah. It's a steak wrap.
So this guy had Vince in his face telling him that no one knows what a burrito is while eating a fucking burrito.
That's brilliant. And did someone say to him, and does he believe it's a burrito now?
He still calls it a steak wrap.
Unbelievable.
And he doesn't, all he puts on is like loads of red sauce.
Just ketchup and steak.
Yeah.
That's a steak wrap. Steak wrap. Brilliant.
I'll give you one more Vince McFact or Vince McFiction.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to this later. Vince McMahon once accidentally shit himself before going live on TV.
I mean, he gets his ass out a lot. So I would say he might have like been maybe trying to do something. Like douching.
Are you
like,
trying to tell? He was going to douche live on TV.
I mean, it's what? Not out of there, out of the context. Of
honestly, where I thought you were going, like, you're going. No, he gets his ass out, so I know he has an ass, so no, he might shit.
What I thought is maybe yeah. like, but listen, I know it's like before gigs. My wee routine before I do a gig is I need a shit. And sometimes you could be mid shit, and they're like, "Right, we're going on here." And you're like, "Ah." So I think maybe he's just been doing a shit. Maybe he hasn't got the wipe right, and they're like, "You need to get your ass out." And he just, I'm gonna say it's Vince McFact. He has
hasn't
shit
got
himself.
The wipe right.
He hasn't got
what
the
are you
wipe
fucking saying?
Right?
Oh, right. Nah,
yeah. So I think Vince has got shit on his ass before he's gone out.
I'll give you that half because yes, he did do it.
Right, on purpose or what? Accidentally.
So. Pat Patterson, there's a position backstage where before you go out, it's called Gorilla Position. Yeah. It's where all the producers sit.
Named after the famous Gorilla Monsoon.
Yes, Harambe.
Yeah.
So, Pat Patterson has a famously weak stomach.
Uh-huh.
Vince was trying to fart in Pat Patterson's face. And he shit himself right before he went out. So they had to get the cameraman to shoot only from the waist up because he was going out like little Cheetos and he had a massive just pile of shit. But when he got backstage, he took his underwear off and chased Pat Patterson down the hall.
Like
Vince McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.
Has he ever been like assessed mentally?
No, I don't think you could. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much that's fucking wrong with him. There's so many stories. There's a time a writer who just started with WWE was driving, and Vince, like, they left the car park at the same time, and Vince pulled up alongside him and was like, "I'll race you to the building, pal." And the writer was starting to beat Vince, and this is on, like, a public highway. Vince just starts fucking ramming into him, trying to run him off the road because he wants to win the race.
He's that competitive?
He's that competitive. He's fucking insane. Vince McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.
And what age is he not? Like, at the current day, he's what? 73?
73.
I thought he would have just not, A, not been on TV anymore, B, not been causing any, like, he's a pensioner.
Oh, he is. He's old as shit. But he's ripped. He's in better shape than I will ever be.
Yeah, he's a wild, he's wild. But, like, what always gets me is, like, he is, like, as close as you would get to, like, a Führer of the WWE. Like, he has total control of everything, and that stems right down from like the CEO position to like creative as well. So every single character you see on wrestling is kind of, he likes it to be a creation that he has come
that
up
he
with.
Wants to make, yeah. But I feel we've talked a lot about the backstage, Mr. McMahon. I think we should talk about the character on TV, because what he's done on TV is even more batshit.
So so we spoke briefly about how he came out as a front of camera character rather than with the Montreal Screwjob. So following that in terms of a timeline, his first kind of real storyline was with Steve Austin, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and how did that come to be?
So because I know what you want me to look up here, and I will find it for you. When Vince became the main, once he became the character of the boss, Stone Cold just wouldn't. I'm having to type here and talk. He didn't. He wasn't the ideal employee. Steve Austin wasn't the ideal employee.
Like, that's the for Steve Austin was like, who, like, probably the face of WWE. You know, there'd
yes,
be Hulk
he was
Hogan,
the main guy.
Steve Austin and John Cena. They'd be like the three main guys, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Throughout history. So the Steve Austin, I think at that time it was the Attitude Era. Wrestling was a wee bit more kind of risque. That's when I started liking it, because I was looking in going, you're going to see people get head over the head.
You're going to see some titties.
You'll see some boobs. You know, what's not to love as a teenage guy? You know, blood, boobs.
Yeah.
You know, not together, because, hey, you need to go and see a psychiatrist if you're
bloody
into
boobs.
That. Bloody boobs. But that, and then Austin was kind of like just everybody who hated their boss.
And he tormented, Stone Cold would torment Vince McMahon. He'd spray him with beer. He would take over the building and fire everybody. He would
stun him. And never well.
There was one time he put him into the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And Vince McMahon was in hospital. After Stone Cold beat him up per week,
right,
Vince McMahon.
God love him.
But did he leave him alone in the hospital?
Who, Stone Cold Austin?
Did Stone Cold leave him alone even while he was in the hospital?
I'd like to think so, out of respect.
Out of respect? You'd think so?
Mm-hmm.
This clip shows us different, David.
Oh, no.
There's just wee Vince in the hospital.
Vince looks really, like, what's his injury? Broken foot?
Yeah, he broke his foot. And he's in the hospital per wee Vince.
I mean, what I'd like to know is how the camera crew got past the doctors.
He brought
the
them in, it's okay. It's okay, don't question it. Don't question it. So he's unwell there.
Just
And for the audio listeners, he's in a hospital bed. There's a doctor with him.
He looks a lot like my granny from the back. Don't ask me how I mean, my granny looks like from the back.
Wow, very specific. Have you ever joined your granny's Kiss My Ass Club?
No, I have not. Fucking perfect.
Very straight answer. No. To be fair, like Vince in good shape at the end there.
Oh, he was always in good shape.
Oh no, Steve Austin dressed as a doctor. Does the actual doctor try to stop Austin from doing that?
I think you could if you want to. I love how Stone Cold takes the mask off as if he didn't know it was him.
I know. It's hard to know it was him. Oh no. A nice punch in his broken foot. Like, it's too much, Steve. Oh no, bedpan to the head. Oh no. Oh, Vince's big arse out. Oh, no. Oh, Austin's. Has Austin got his wrestling boots on?
He has! He's got his wrestling boots on the hospital gown!
I love that. And he's... Oh no. Is Vince flatlining there? Oh no. Oh no. He's defibrillating on him.
We showed the small part of that. That segment's 5 minutes long. I'm pretty sure he sticks a catheter up his arse towards the end of it.
Oh wow. The stuff, like... But that was the best time of wrestling. Like, what would you have been like?
I would have been
watching two. No, and have you watched back over?
I've watched back over it.
They were the best times.
But that's, you know, everyone says Stone Cold is Vince McMahon's best opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
But I mean, I would say that if you think Vince McMahon, you think Stone Cold.
No, but I'll tell you why I disagree.
Right. Okay.
Because.
Oh fuck off!
There was the time that I love. Vince McMahon wrestled God.
What's the backstory here?
I have the backstory to it if you'd like to see
yes,
it.
Yes, I would like to see this.
So Shawn Michaels was in a feud with Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon announced it's going to be Shawn Michaels with a tag team partner versus Vince and his son Shane. But Vince got to choose Shawn's tag team partner.
Right, okay.
And he chose God.
Now, is this because Shawn Michaels was into Christianity?
It's
because
Vince. Oh yeah, because Shawn Michaels stopped being a cocaine addict and became a Christian. And I mean, Vince that's was like that's. Wouldn't it be funny if we wrestled God, pal?
But what I like about Vince, he just does no respect for anybody.
As you'll see, because this is Vince McMahon cutting a promo at God in church.
Right. Okay.
Have you ever seen this?
I haven't. Well, how long ago? What sort of era was this?
2006.
Right. Okay. Wow.
So they're in a wee church.
Oh no, there's a baptismal. What's that called?
Is that a pew?
I don't know. Not bad. I stopped going to church when I was there.
You should wash your hands in there. What are you doing? You don't wash your hands in there. What's the matter with you?
Oh no.
What are you doing?
He's so disrespectful.
I've got an idea. Watch this.
So he's there, he's in a church, and he's. Oh no, he's drinking the holy water. What's he. Oh no. He's. What is he gonna do? Oh no.
He did the Triple H dog!
Spat water in a church.
Pretty good, huh?
Oh no. Shane hates him. Absolutely hates him. And why is he walking like that?
I love
that.
That's Vince's car. Hey,
is it like... That's like Conor McGregor? Did he just copy out of Vince?
He copied Vince's car strut.
It's ridiculous.
God, are you there?
Oh no.
God,
so he's in church calling out God.
You know, when you think about it, we have a lot in common. You created
so hold on, pause that there a second.
Anytime.
Let me just stop. Did he just say that him and God have a lot in common?
He did. No, he did.
Right. What?
Also, anytime you go, I go into a church now, that's when I just walk up and be like, God, are you there?
And have you ever got a response?
No.
Some wee woman's like, fuck off. Go off and try to clean your pews.
You're ruining this funeral. God, are you there? Yeah, him and God have a lot in common.
You created Adam and Eve.
What did he create?
I created... Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, wow.
Actual words. You created Adam and Eve. I created Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, I like that. I like it a lot.
Outstanding.
People like that. Let's face it. I mean, on the seventh day, you rusted.
Oh, no. On the seventh day.
Quite God frankly, rested. I don't believe in a day off.
Oh, no. Who is he? Vincent Paul Smith?
Vincent McMahon literally saying he works harder than God.
Yeah. Because God did take a day off in all
Mr. fairness. No days off, Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Oh, no. And, like, this is the thing about this, right? That will offend so many people.
I mean...
More than anything else he's done, God, like...
Yeah. That might offend people.
Uh-huh.
This definitely offended people.
Oh, What is it?
This is God making his entrance.
To you. So let me just stop you here. So Vince is in the ring here having... Why Shawn is he Michaels that color?
Oh, he is... Like, he what's is, it color? Like, he's going to see Calvin Harris at Belsonic.
But...
he is orange, like...
But, I mean, why is he that? He wasn't that color, like, 2 seconds ago. Has he just, like... He's not a bodybuilding... It's not a bodybuilding contest.
No.
Has he faked hand just
I
for
think
this?
He's faked hand up. He looks like my granny's hardwood floor.
But what do you see? He's mahogany.
He's
definitely...
like 63 there.
63-year-old man, yeah. And he is bright orange, like, offensively
like,
orange.
If you're cooking a hot dog and it turns that color, you've overcooked it.
Like, he is like Mervyn Gibson. He's actually
the only tag team partner Shawn Michaels is going to have here tonight.
To be fair, jacked arms.
Oh, huge.
I know. He is the...
even the referee in the background is fed up with his shit.
Let's try. He's the holy roller.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Is he bringing out Shawn Michaels?
He's the hipster from heaven.
You'll see who's... Mate, he said he's coming from the kingdom of heaven.
From the kingdom of heaven, please welcome God.
Sorry. Does somebody come out and play God?
Just watch from the... I want you to describe this because you've never seen it.
So, it's a pay-per-view... set of Backlash, and there's just a light. Oh wow. The worst music I've ever heard in my life. And just on the Vince looking startled as a spotlight.
Oh, right there, hold it. Hold it. Stop it. Oh, stop the music.
Here's God.
Oh, stop it.
What's he gonna say about God here?
Now listen, God.
Oh no.
We're not doing things your way tonight, we're doing things my way. This is not your house, this is mine.
So he's arguing with God here. And the audience can like it.
They're
big golf fans.
Yep.
That's not an entrance. Tonight we're going to do it WWE style.
So that's not good.
Let's get down. Let's jiggy with it. Come on, God.
God,
let's see what you got.
It.
Come on.
Does he have new music for God?
Come on, God.
Oh. Yeah, he's born music for
God. God fun, though. And now he's dancing.
Well, he did stop God in his tracks.
Oh, like, I know Vince Vaughn is an awful guy, but this is ridiculous. Like, the thing with this, he would have had to sign this
someone
off.
Someone call 911.
I don't do this.
Wait, JR, God's coming this way.
Tell you what, he's going for it.
Yeah,
what?
And like, does God win?
No, God loses.
I feel God in my life all the time, but.
Shawn Michaels.
This comes out awesome.
Hang on a second, out here.
Sanity. This, I hope.
I imagine so, David. I can't see how he wouldn't be.
God.
Oh, he's in the ring. He's in the ring.
And like, this. Some of the things he comes out with. So ridiculous. Like, I remember the most annoyed I've ever been with Vince was whenever he was the leader of the ministry. You know, whenever, like, there was a higher power. Again, a God-related thing. Where, like, there's a higher power. And then it was him.
I like to say my friends that when they're like, oh, is someone at the door? Yeah. I just say them this.
It's me, Austin!
Oh, son of a bitch!
But the things...
It's me, Austin!
Listen to JR. Son
me.
Of a bitch.
Oh.
But
it's
let
his
me
face.
Just say,
just his face.
So he,
look at this wee face.
It's me, Austin.
Oh, son of a.
But let me just see that when it was revealed to be him, they were doing horrible. Like, did they not crucify his daughter?
No, they kidnapped his daughter.
All right, okay.
Kidnapped his daughter, and Stone okay. Cold had to go rescue her. And then
did they not try and crucify her too?
No, they crucified the big boss man.
Or did they not hang him?
No, the Undertaker hung the big boss
right,
man.
Right, okay.
They crucified Midian.
Right, okay. I thought they tried. Try type in the crucifixion of Stephanie McMahon. I'm pretty sure.
They did not
they
crucify,
tried to crucify
Stephanie.
I think they tried to, but she got saved.
No, they were going to marry Stephanie off to the Undertaker.
Listen, man, I think they crucified her too.
I know they did not crucify Stephanie. Right? They tried to marry her to the Undertaker and Austin breaks in.
Why do they always try to marry Stephanie? Oh, there she is. See? They tried to. The attempt
oh,
to,
we're both right?
Yeah. Of course they tried to marry her on a crucifixion.
No, crucifixion cross. Is the axe. It's just
on
the crucifixion
cross, mate.
So, yeah.
So what was the deal with the Undertaker in those days? He's like an emo?
Yeah, he was just a wee goth kid. No, also I love back in these days in the 90s. Did everyone remember laser pointers being fucking massive? Everyone had a laser pointer. Look at the Undertaker's face. This entire show, people are just trying to shine a laser in his eyes. Like, he's going to be like,
do you know
we're going to have an unholy union.
I once bought a laser pen in Magaluf, and you could shine it in the moon, mate. Like, you could point it up and you could see it around. No, yeah, you could. That's a lie. Chinese.
Look.
So the Undertaker's just there getting...
just laying, like...
Either someone's going to assassinate... That could be it. Austin assassinate him. So, yeah. Turn it up here if you... Oh, here we go. Paul Bearer. So, right. So they're trying to get her married while she's on the cross. I mean, I'm going to say it doesn't look like Stephanie... is Kane in this wedding?
No, no.
I mean, why is Farouk there dressed?
Also,
like
Paul Bearer looks like me looking at a menu right now. Yeah, no one else having dessert, no.
But like,
I will have a starter.
Go back to Farouk. Why is Farouk as a black man dressed like that? It's not fair.
Where is Farouk?
He's to the right of the Undertaker here. Will you see? Because he was in the ministry, wasn't he? Like, why is he dressed like that? He looks like a pimp on a street corner, skin tight, black top.
You said it, not me. You saying that, me, bro?
He looks great. A Midian, what was it? Was he not a pig farmer? Back in the day? Like, pig, like
was
that,
he?
When he came into it, like, he was just a guy in the Godwins, and he used to just throw slops on people.
Oh, that's right. Do you know what his gimmick was after this?
What?
He would just get naked. Naked Midian.
I mean, obviously Vince McMahon came up with that. Like, yeah. Look at Farouk, nightclub bouncer. Yeah. Oh no. And what? Here's the thing, right? JR always gives off about stuff, but he never gets up off.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, Ken Shamrock.
Oh, he got nowhere near.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, it's Big Viss again.
Viscera.
A man who essentially is about 45 stone.
Yes.
Looks like he does the door at a really rough bar.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to say there, right? You look at these guys, definitely Farouk and Viscera do look like the doorman. Oh no. Mean Street Posse. Haven't seen that in a while.
Mean Street Pussies. Let's see who else comes out.
Oh, Big Show.
The Big Show?
Why is the Big Show dressed like that? Like, he's dressed like he's wearing Austin's pants.
He's like wearing a big nappy, isn't he? He looks like a big angry toddler.
He does.
Just beating
up. Oh, no.
Bradshaw does look like a provo. Oh, wow.
Did The Undertaker just have a baseball bat for
a while? He just had a bat up his sleeve.
Oh, no. Listen, see, to be fair, though, to The Undertaker, he's trying to get married, so...
Imagine your wedding day. The Big Show comes in, just starts uppercutting like
I mean, da. I'm standing there at the altar with a baseball bat up my sleeve just on the off chance. Big Show, fuck off.
You've got Big Viscera there, the body slam.
That'd be a great wedding.
Yeah. But we found out way after Vince was behind all of this, and that's his own daughter.
So this is why it was weird at the time. So he... Oh, no. Oh, no, Steve Austin's in the way here. So Austin's coming down the ramp.
Fucking bang. Smack.
Why is Austin trying to save Stephanie? Did he not like her?
It's just the right thing to do.
Alright, okay.
It's the right thing to do. This made no sense to anyone. Where's the rest of the Undertaker's mates? They're just watching.
Oh no, but sure, didn't they get thrown on top of the Big Show? Oh, Midian gets stunned.
Yeah, you're allowed to get back into the ring. It's not impervious.
Oh no. Oh wow. Remember they used to be able to hit people in the head with chairs?
Yes, then Chris Benoit ruined that for everybody, didn't they?
He's ruined a lot of things, that guy, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Nice green chair, I haven't seen one of them before.
I've never seen a green chair.
Midian's about to get it.
Feel it, maybe.
Oh no. Oh no. Like, that's gonna hurt.
Is it, David?
That's gonna
is
be
it?
Sore. Oh, great chair shot. Out you go, Midian, you big pig farming bastard. Here we go, back to Streamfield, mate.
There we go. I had friends who went to Stag Do recently and they did wrestling training.
For Stag Do?
For like the Stag Do, yeah. And they said they lined the stag up and everyone just hit him chops.
Where was this?
Malta? Blackpool.
Blackpool?
Yeah.
Nice, like, so...
Blackpool's almost like a lot of English wrestling. You can go on a donkey or you can learn to do a figure four.
You can suck on some rock as well if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But that's a weird, like, and were they pissed when they did it?
Yeah, one of them was hammered, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, that's what we should do as part of the podcast. Let's go to Blackpool and do wrestling training with all four of us. Yeah, you against me and God.
Would you sell for me?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds sexual for those that don't know. What's that phrase mean?
That means to make it look like it hurts.
Yes, I would sell.
Or would you sandbag on me?
Sell. I would sell. Yeah, I'm a great seller.
But before we show you more Vince McMahon clips, do you want to play another game?
Yes, McMahon or McFake?
Vince McFactor, Vince McFiction. All right.
Okay. Sorry to disrespect your game show.
Yes. When Donald Trump was president,
right? Okay.
Vince would regularly phone Donald Trump in the middle of the night, telling him to suck it.
You know what? I'm gonna say it's Vince McFact.
You're gonna say it's Vince McFact. I made that up.
All right,
okay. He never did that. He would phone him. He never told him to suck it.
But see, if you told me that was fact, I would go, yeah, I can believe it. Donald, suck it.
He did on occasion. Sometimes if he knew what, you'd have to lie to him about what hotel room you're staying in. Because Vince would show up to your hotel door, rap the door, and run away. And he would do this all night.
But I heard a story. Now you can...
Grown fucking man, billionaire, but, playing rap the door, run away.
But I heard it was a Vince McMahon fact. Vince McFaction. I don't know. That there was a thing that he went to, like, all
Vince
the boys...
Vince McFact or Vince McFiction.
I heard this was a Vince McFact. You can Vince McCorrect me or Vince McCorong me. But he apparently went... There, all the boys were somewhere and they went for on the piss to
all
strip
the
them.
Boys, Vince and
all
the rest
boys,
of the UVF.
Like, no, the boys, Vince and the Shukris were going on the piss on it. But
Shukri McMahon.
I mean, don't give him the idea. Why is there not being a loyalist paramilitary faction in WWE? I don't know. But he, apparently all the wrestling boys were at a strip club one night and Vince decided, I'm going to go and join them and have a good time. So apparently he went there and started like doing moves on the guys in the strip club pissed.
You're
is
close.
That true?
You're close.
Right, okay.
He was wiped out of his mind on coke because they just got off at the steroid trial and they were going to bring in a drug testing policy. So before he did, he was like, right, we'll have a big fucking bender. He's out of his mind on cocaine. And from the strip club stage, he started getting all the wrestlers to do their moves on him. So he was getting choke slammed off the stage. He took a doomsday device, which was when a guy's on your shoulders
please,
and someone else jumps and knocks you off.
Get a doomsday device because this growing up.
Right, I'll show you what a doomsday device
is. I had a friend who, him and his younger brother, used to just deliver the doomsday device when you went to their house. It was such to be fair, why no one broke her neck?
Right, so Vince McMahon coked out in a nightclub is just taking a doomsday device.
But what a move, by the way, the greatest tag team wrestling finisher of all time, I would say. The Road Warriors with the Doomsday Device.
So imagine a coked up.
Now, you know when you pause that a quick second, you know when you say wrestling is allegedly fake and you land certain ways, you do things. This move cannot be taken safely, I'm sorry to say.
Especially not when the Road Warriors are doing it.
No, watch this. The Doomsday Device, just straight off the top rope. Like, look at the landing. It's ultimate devastation. Bam.
Oh. Also, what I used to love about the Road Warriors, it's nothing about Vince McMahon, but they always say, like, they would just beat the fuck out of people. And there's nothing, it's like, nothing.
It was them and the Nasty Boys, wasn't it? They were the two that were, like, just...
They would just assault you, yeah.
And was there, who was it that in WCW was fighting Knobs? And he, like, decided, oh, I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to put him through a glass table. And, like, they nearly bled to death. Who was it that Knobs put through a glass table?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know if Knobs, was Knobs not the one put through it?
Could have been. Let me.
Might have been Steiner.
Well, it would well be like Big Papa Pump, right? So let me see. Brian Knobs through a table, glass table. And by the way, who for those who don't know, the Nasty Boys. Try and describe them.
Just smelly dudes who couldn't like they stunk, and their whole gimmick was we're smelly, and like they wouldn't wash their hair and stuff. That's the Nasty Boys.
Like, so Brian Knobs, what a guy. Oh, I can't even find it, but I think he went through a glass table or someone put him through, or he put someone through a glass table and then nearly bled to death because obviously glass cut you right through. Guys,
have you anything else about Vince McMahon you want to bring up before I bring up the time they killed off Vince McMahon? Because we're coming up to the end, I think.
Well, I mean, before they killed him off, there was a period of time, like, I think to me, Vince was always a behind the scenes guy, then through having to do the Montreal screw job, he became. But then I felt over time, he continued to be in front of the camera. Like he was like, you know what, I like being a wrestler. And then it was the time that he had
how it feels, pal.
But he had a thing. You spoke about Donald Trump there, and he ended up having a battle of the billionaires with Donald Trump at WrestleMania.
I believe we watched this in the first episode.
Yeah, and it was where he got the head shaved and whatever. But after that, Vince then, rather than just being bald. Could you try to find him in a trilby hat or something? Because he used to just come to the ring in a hat and he looked like some sort of like old gangster / newspaper seller from New York. And he would wear like a wee cap.
I don't remember the hat. I do remember do-rag Vince McMahon.
And he just started wearing a do-rag.
And speaking like he was black.
Yeah. So he would wear a do-rag and like, you know that episode of Simpsons where the guy gets a hair transplant and he becomes like this evil guy? He just started wearing a do-rag and, like, pretending he was black.
While I whip this out.
But why, just because he wore do-rag, did he think he would adopt all the mannerisms of the gimmick?
I don't know.
Like, look at this. He's just like, the rest of his costume is the same.
Yeah, he's wearing a suit and a do-rag, and he's walking out like he's literally crip walking.
Oh, no. And how did he win? Did he beat Bobby Lashley?
It looks like someone's ma who's just like, she was sick, but she's better now. She's looking better now.
Yeah.
Had a rough year, but our Stacey's doing all right.
That's
what she looks.
The headbutt. And out he comes. Same music, but do-rag, and his full video in the background as him in the do-rag. But this was almost like the height of him being ludicrous, wasn't it? Like, see, it's the thing. He's walking out with a suit buttoned up here with the bling underneath it.
He is fully pimp walking. He's walking like me.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the worst.
John Cena.
What's up, Holmes? Peace out.
This is the most ridiculous. Hey, keep it going. They can bleep it.
Can we just, that last one, though? That last one. He literally showed up to John Cena, went, what's up? Peace out. Yeah. Like, he did not need to speak to him at all. This is the worst moment. I hate this moment, but you want to watch it.
Yeah, because I still to this day think, have I died and have I made this up in my head? Or yes, you'll have to bleep it again. Keep it up. Oh no, worst guy. Worst guy. And I bet you he suggested that. I mean, I think this is going to be in every single episode.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
Oh no. So, the worst guy. So, what we're saying is we hope that for whatever reason Vince retires now. I think we've seen enough of Vince.
They did try to get rid of Vince. They did. They tried to kill him off. And, this is how we'll close this episode. We'll show you. We've went through a lot with Vince McMahon. We'll show you how Vince McMahon died 1 week.
Oh, no. Now, let me see. Was this just after Durag Vince? Because his hair...
This is just after Durag
Vince. His hair's only grown back. Well, why are they trying to get rid of him? Like,
I can't remember what he'd done, but everyone was sick of him.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck's that guy in the long coat? I don't know who that is.
Dave Taylor, mate.
Is that Dave Taylor?
Yeah. Oh, no. And so why do they want rid of Vince?
I can't remember what happened, but he's just walking down this long line of people who hate him. I can't remember what he'd done. He'd done something really bad.
I mean, what? Like, tried to have his daughter crucified? Oh, speaking of, pause that before Vince dies. Vince apparently suggested, now you can tell me if I just made this up again in my head, that there was a story when Stephanie McMahon got pregnant with her first kid, the actual real life, his daughter, with Triple H. He was like, let's make it a story. And I heard the rumor that he was like, I'll be the father.
You just ruined my last Vince McFack. Is that true? That was the last Vince McFack. That absolutely was. And when Stephanie said, no, you're not going to be the father of my child, he paused for a second. He went, what about your brother, Shane?
And did she go, oh, that sounds much better.
No, she also went, no, I'm not having an incest, baby.
But he loves...
Come on, do it for the company.
Does he not love incest and shit like that? Like, all the storylines, you can get incest going in, he loves it.
I don't understand why, because I've never at any point been like, guys, you come around mine to watch wrestling, what's happening? Vince is fucking his daughter.
Well, I mean, if there's a guy that you could imagine trying that, this guy. I mean, his best mate is Donald Trump,
I thought you were
going to
go, well, if she was my daughter, I thought that's what you were going to say.
No. But she's pretty, like, to be fair. You know, my kids are stinking, don't worry.
Can you call your next special, Dave Elliott, my kids are
stinking?
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely.
You're the only person I know calls their children ugly. Like,
they look like me.
That's fair point. So this is how they... There's just two dudes smoking a joint out the back. Who the fuck are they? This is Vince walking back to his limo for the last time.
But we don't know it's the last time.
I think he's leaving WWE.
All right, okay.
I have, by the way, no idea who those dudes are.
They just look like two guys having a joint, which Vince probably is like, let's show we're pretty
chill.
Smoke
that good shit, pal.
Smoke that good shit.
The smell's hitting him now.
Yeah.
Huh. He is. He's doing the eyes closed. He's looking. I can't remember.
But has he been sacked or something? Is that it?
I can't remember.
So
what
he's got
done.
No power to like sack
these. I can't remember what
he's
done.
Dudes. Oh,
he
no.
has my car. Like, I thought I was going bald, but maybe it's
just
my
I thought you said he has my car. Just he's going to a limo.
The LA limo.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Eugene driving.
Eugene on the pip.
Oh no. So he's getting into his limo and he's not looking best pleased. I think he's
pissed off the IRA.
Oh wow. Was that a faction?
Oh, you'll see.
There's his foot. Why is he not good in yet?
He's getting in. He's getting in.
Oh wow. Car just blows up. Wow. What's that? Get my headpiece music?
So that was Vince McMahon's death. He was off screen for a week.
Why? What happened? Was he alive or?
He was going to fake his death.
Right. Okay.
But unfortunately, the night this aired, or like the week after this aired, a particular wrestler was very, very bad and decided to kill his wife and kids.
Guys, thanks for watching this episode.
So Vince came back the week after and went, it was all a joke. It was all a prank.
Yeah, I mean,
I gotcha.
That's the point where Vince is like, that's too much bad taste for me.
Yeah. And honestly, we're stopping now because we're running out of time. We could easily do another one on Vince. I mean, this was a taster of
when Vince does eventually leave, we'll do another one.
Yeah. On Vince. Yeah. When he dies.
I'll get questions from people by that stage too. Be like, do you want to know more about Vince? Well,
I have so much knowledge about Vince. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's if there was a degree on Vince McMahon.
If there was a degree on wrestling, I think I do very well.
Yeah.
And not the weird thing is, see, in terms of wrestling fans, I'm not even a nerdy one. Like, ever been to a wrestling show and I'm sexy in the room? Yeah. Like, they are stinking.
Yeah, but you're not allowed out of your cage to get the shows anyway. You're back. But listen, that was a lot of fun.
That'd be my game if you were my wrestler, if you were my manager, you just have me in a cage.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. I'd release you.
I'm going to eat your ass.
Why do you have that voice?
I'm going to eat your ass.
Like a 1940s New Yorker, I'm going to eat your ass.
Yeah.
Present it to me.
Let me out of this cage. I'm on his ass.
Wow, guys, listen.
Join us next time on Are You Ready?
To have your ass eaten by this creature. That's what Vince would call you. You would come in and be like, what have you got, kid? And
no, he called me the bottom feeder.
You go, this guy is a bottom feeder. Guys, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can do through our socials or the email address that is
in the description.
That's Steve, not the email address, but it's there. In the description, you can get in touch, ask questions, suggest gimmicks, do whatever you want. Guys,
join us next time.
So he needs to get back in his cage. Too late.